That's what we see today with the false preachers. If you look at the big time false prophets, they're making like $1 million a year, literally. Forget six figures, they're making seven figures. Six figures ain't what it used to be. They're making seven figures, folks. These big time phony TV type preachers, televangelists, and even just Joe Mega Church in your hometown is often making literally millions. These guys are literal million. I mean, look it up. Look up the net worth of these guys. They're not living a humble life. They're not living in a modest home. They're not living just a reasonable living. No. They are filthy rich. It's a fact. They drive fancy cars. They have a mansion. They have several mansions. They have all their money laid up, and they're laughing all the way to the bank as they teach us. I mean, look, you think Joel Osteen's just living a normal, humble life? The guy's a multimillionaire. You say, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Yes, there is. Yeah. When you're a preacher of God's word, you have no right to be a millionaire, period. I don't care what you do. That is not, Christ did not tell us to lay up treasures on this earth. And if you're going to get up and be a preacher of God's word and you're laying up treasure on this earth, you're a big-time hypocrite. You're not following Christ. Now, obviously, God does say that preachers should be able to live of the gospel and have a place to live and have food and have drink and have a wife and have children and be able to live a normal, modest life, but not to become rich, not to be a millionaire. That is unacceptable. You see, if a businessman becomes a millionaire through honest work, which rarely happens, but let's say that happens, great. But that's different because he's not a servant of Christ working for the church. He's out making money and the sky's the limit. And even he should give and be ready to distribute, willing to communicate, the Bible says, and that he should give of his funds unto the Lord and give to those who are in need and so forth. I mean, the Bible is clear on that. But you could sit there and say, well, okay, I can see how he became a millionaire because he built a successful business. Okay, well, you know, let's pray that he uses that money for the Lord. But politicians who are millionaires, it's because they're a lying, thieving crook. Because how could they become a millionaire if they're just doing their job and just getting their paycheck? How could they become a millionaire? They don't get paid millions. If you look at the salaries of Congress, and they don't get paid millions. If they're millionaires, it's because they're lying, thieving crooks. And by the way, that's all of them, except for very few. You know, like Ron Paul was an exception to that, where he was not a millionaire. He was not doing all the insider trading and stealing. But the rest of them are. Look, preachers who become a millionaire are a lying, false prophet and a crook. And politicians, same thing. Because they're supposed to be a servant. I mean, politicians are calling themselves a public servant. Pastors are what? A minister. What does minister mean? A servant. Okay? And look, if I ever come into $1 million, which I don't see that happening, but if I ever come into $1 million, I promise you, I will get rid of it as fast as I can. I'll get rid of it as fast as I can. And you know what? If I don't, then play this sermon back to me. Cram this CD of this sermon down my throat. Actually, cram the USB down my throat. That'll be less painful. I'm just kidding. Actually, put it on a micro SD card. Just joking. You know, my esophagus is, I have this thing anyway. Anybody who knows me well, you know, I have this thing with my throat anyway that my dad has it, my brother has it, where my esophagus is super small, so I have to chew my food really well. So even a micro SD card is going to do damage on the way down because my throat is messed up. It's just something that I was born with. So people who know me know have seen me sometimes where I gag on stuff. I have to eat slowly and calmly. But here's the thing about that, though. You know what? You can shove a Blu-ray down my throat if I do that because I'm not going to become rich. I'm not going to lay up treasure on this earth. And if I receive $1 million, it's going to be stressful just figuring out how to get rid of it all effectively as quickly as I possibly can, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get rid of it all. I'm going to spend it all as fast as I can. And I'm going to try to spend it on whatever would do the most to further the kingdom of God. Amen. And look, I don't want to live in poverty. I want to be fed with food convenient for me, as it says in Proverbs chapter 30. I just want to live a modest life in just a reasonable home, drive a reasonable vehicle. You know, I don't even mind sharing a vehicle with my wife and just, you know, just living a normal life, just eating normal food. I'm not trying to go out and live an extravagant, lavish life. But the false prophets are all about that. They love the luxury. They love the gold and silver and precious stones, and they love the fancy cars, the fancy clothes, the fancy houses. It was that way in Jeremiah's day. It was that way in Christ's day, and it's that way today. Sign of a false prophet, fancy clothes, fancy house, fancy car, millions of dollars, three homes, four homes that they own. That's a sign of a false prophet. That's laying up treasures on this earth. That shows where their heart is, because where your treasure is, your heart might be there. No, the Bible says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Yeah.